This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How do I know my dua is accepted? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the month of Ramadan, we're all making dua, more so now than ever. This is the month of dua. The question is, how do I know Allah is listening to me? And how do I know that He will accept my dua? The first point, brothers and sisters, to understand is we don't know when Allah will accept our dua. We don't. We don't have a precise timeline. We don't have a specific indicator that tells us Allah Azza wa Jalla has accepted you. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give you what you request. Why? Because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Ud'uni, call upon me. Astajib lakum, I will eventually respond to you. But the ayah doesn't specify when or how. So the first point to realize with this question, we don't have an exact indicator or sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting our dua. Now I know what some of you might be thinking. Well, that sounds foreign because I ask Allah to marry my husband or marry my wife, and Allah accepted it. I ended up marrying the person that I asked for. So how does this work? So if you ask Allah for a particular job and you end up getting the job, we as believers don't respond and say, yes, Allah has accepted my dua. What you do say is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me what Allah knows is best for me. And in this case, it just happened to be the thing that I asked for. Do you see the difference? It's one thing when you say, I asked for A, B, and C, and Allah gave me A, B, and C, so therefore He answered my dua. Or a different way of looking at that is, I asked Allah for A, B, and C, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that A, B, and C is best for me, so He gives it to me. This, at the end of the day, boils down to one point. How do we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted our dua? Allah promises that He will respond to our du'as. But that response, Allah will determine when and how. Sometimes it would be exactly what we're asking for. But many times we'll see a different response to that dua. And sometimes you will see the response in this world, and other times we won't until the hereafter. So what I really want to say to you and me, brothers and sisters, is really simple. Perhaps maybe not to focus on the response, but focus more on the process of connecting with Him and talking to Him and asking Him. Some of the scholars have said that one of the wisdoms why we don't have clarity of how Allah responds to our dua is this is one unique way that Allah wants us to continue talking to Him, to continue speaking and asking from Him. And just having that consistency of talking to Allah, opening up our hearts to Allah and making dua to Him, is enough of a reason for Allah Azza wa Jalla to give us everything that we've ever wanted and much more. Whether you asked for it or not, Allah is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He is exceptionally merciful. So even there will be times you don't even ask for it and Allah will give it to you. I'm sure we all have stories like that where you didn't even ask for this blessing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with it anyway. It's all about maintaining the connection. Leave the answer to Allah when and how He pleases. And inshaAllah ta'ala, you will always find satisfaction in your dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. Allahumma ameen.